Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Carlos has just entered the building.
Hey,
Carlos
welcome.
Santana, welcome. Please have a seat. Be comfortable there. I noticed you have your black coffee. This must be before your rock star hours.
Yeah, something like that.
Do you want to wear headphones or you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So where to begin with you?
I know.
Can we start a little bit in the beginning, as some of our audience may need a little bit of history? I was wondering, you started playing guitar, or was it violin first?
Violin first. My father was very patient with me. The violin is a very challenging instrument, you know, because it doesn't have any frets, so you have to basically feel your way. But he played violin himself, and he played guitar. But I could never get a sound like he did.
You know? On the violin.
Yeah, I sounded more like Jack Benny when he was fooling around, like a little kitty cat, you know, playing violin or something.
But this is, you're like 5 years old at this point.
Yeah, but I still couldn't get a sound. You know? I wanted to get a sound like he had.
Right.
So it all changed when I came to Tijuana, and then I saw this person playing guitar in the park, and he already had that sound like B.B. King, Freddie King, not Albert King, but he has sounded more like Michael Bloomfield and Peter Green. And being
blues guys.
Yeah, so I was like, well, there was three people that he basically patterned his whole personality. It was Little Richard, because he looked like Little Richard, played like B.B. King, and kind of sang like Ray Charles. So I was like, whoa. And so I needed to just follow him like a puppy dog everywhere, because I wanted to know, what was the secret of that sound? How could he make that sound coming out of his guitar and the amplifier, you know?
And how old are you at this point?
This is like 58, 59. So I was like 11 or something, 11 or 12.
So you're pursuing guitar at 11.
And it's funny you mentioned sound, too, because if anything, you're known for that. Like, you can hear just a couple of notes. And go, oh, that's Carlos Santana.
Well, thank you. You know, your sound is your fingerprint. Everybody has your own fingerprints, you know, uniqueness and individuality is basically the most beautiful gift that God gave everyone, because in this whole history in this planet, there will never be the same fingerprints and the same sound. So it's important to sound like you. Why you want to sound like somebody else, you know? I didn't know that, so I used to practice a lot in the closet, in the dark, trying to sound like B.B. or Otis Rush or others. And the more I tried, the more I sounded like me instead of them. So after a while, somebody said, you know, something told me, you know, maybe you're not supposed to sound like them.
Right.
It's okay to sound like you, you know.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, and that's sort of been your signature throughout your whole career, because there were times when you even would get into arguments and people would leave the band, like, I don't want to go where Carlos Santana wants to go, but you clearly had, you know, that's not what I want to be doing. I want to be doing my own thing.
Career suicide is healthy for you once again. You know, but it means that, as I was saying this to Neil Sean, once in a while it's okay to take the hamster out of the cage. You know, which means do something totally different and adventuresome, because that's what keeps you young. You know, when you have thirst for adventure without fear, that's what keeps you young.
Right.
If you become regurgitating nostalgia and do the same thing over and over and over, you become really old really quick.
When you rest on these things that you did.
I wouldn't even call it resting. I mean, I would call it dying.
You lay
standing
down on those
still,
things and
yeah.
die.
So
yeah.
When you moved to San Francisco from Tijuana,
yeah.
At that point, your high school?
High school. Actually, junior high school, because I couldn't speak English, so they sent me back. The only words that I knew when I came to the United States was stick 'em up.
Oh. Those are bad words to know.
No, but I see I learned
it's
those words.
It's from TV shows,
yeah.
Right?
From watching Roy Rogers, you know, stick
right.
him up. And he was like, oh, stick him up. Okay. You know? So I came to James Lake Junior High School, and then I started watching other bands here in the Bay Area. In fact, they had a Battle of the Bands on KYA or KDA. It's one of them stations, and we entered, and we got to number 3 at the Cow Palace.
This is you and your band.
This is me and my band.
All know? Right.
So, you know, that gives you confidence when out of 1,000 bands, you know, they eliminate most of them, and then you're standing in the top 3. You know, that kind of is good for you. You know, it gives
and
you
to
confidence.
Be 14, 15 years old and playing at the Cow Palace.
It gives, it gives you confidence.
Sure.
Confidence is good. You know?
So at this point, one of the I've always been a fan, and I've listened to your music for a long time, but I didn't know that Bill Graham was a big part of your early days.
Absolutely. Bill Graham was, and it's important for everyone that's listening to understand that God will send you, whatever you call it, universe, God, or whatever you want to call it, they always send you a Bill Graham or a Clive Davis, someone who's going to open doors for you. You have to trust that and believe in that. And that person is a sign and design to help you reach the four corners of the world with who you are and what you have.
So you think that if you just open yourself up to that, that, you know, Bill Graham or someone like that who can help you become, you know, the best you is out there. That is, I because I actually feel like only certain people get that.
No,
like you have to have some, you know, like you're this amazing guitar player. So, you know, of course these people found you.
I've been reading about that, you know, and it's important. It was important for me to discover that everyone has access to abundance of blessings and miracles. It's not like, you know, this person gets everything and everybody else in the family is chopped liver. You know, it's not like that. The universe pays attention to your divine passion and intense intentionality. The universe reads you and will supply you with what you need, but you have to stay focused, like a steadfast focus, like a laser beam.
Well, you also have to be ready, though, because
right.
I think when Bill Graham pulled you onto stage in a couple situations, mm-hmm. you were good enough. Not only good enough, but great. Like Woodstock was a situation where that almost that made you guys national or internationally, really, right?
Right. To be going to Mission High School and then Cotton School once in a while and hanging around at
once
the Panhandle. and then you close your eyes, you know, and you're playing a solo. And next thing you know, you open your eyes and it's Michael Bloomfield and Jerry Garcia looking at you in front. And they're cracking up because they can see it, you know.
In you, right.
So I'm
the universe sent you a lot of people. You had some really amazing people around you.
But basically, I'm talking about giving people, especially who are listening, give you the confidence, the assurance that is waiting for you as well. You know, it's not for the few and everybody else's chopped liver. Everyone has access, like rain. When it rains, everybody gets wet. Hmm. And that's something to change now in the way we're thinking, because we've been conditioned to think that only certain few are privileged to have this opportunities and this blessing to know. Everyone has access to it. You just have to know how to. It's like a 747. You have to know how to ignite the switches and the knobs to take it off the ground.
But you also have to have, you also have to be focused on the thing that's right for you, because not everyone is going to be able to play guitar like that. Not everyone can be like these days the YouTube star. You know, if you have, if you're totally tone deaf, you're not going to get discovered as the next Celine Dion or something. You have to find the thing that's right for you, and then maybe the universe will push you toward it.
Yes, and focus on nothing else. When the last day I was in Mission High School, they said, well, today is the last day, and we're at the park, in Dolores Park, and they said, what are you going to do now that you're leaving school? And most people are like, well, I'm going to join the Marines, or I'm going to help my dad at the warehouse, or, hey, Carlos, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to be playing on stage with B.B. King and Eric Clapton, and they started laughing. I go, why are you laughing? He goes, man, you're crazy. You were smoking too much weed or something. And I'm like, well, maybe you're not smoking enough. You know? Because I can see it and hear it and smell it, you know. But it's again, it's a matter of clear vision, confidence. You have to see it.
Right.
And then it comes to you.
I actually agree with you, but I also think that some opportunities that people have put before them, they're not brave enough to stand up and try.
Right.
Often they think that they won't succeed, or they fear succeeding and or failure, more importantly, and say, no, not for me.
I just read that or heard that by Shirley MacLaine in this movie. She said, opportunity neutered by self-doubt. You know, so it's important to, when you wake up in the morning, dismiss the things in your head that sabotage your greatness.
We do say mean things to ourselves.
Yeah, oh, nobody can be more cruel than you to yourself. So it's important to learn how to dismiss those voices and say, you know, why don't you go to the next room and don't talk to me because
yeah,
I got things to do, you know. and then they have their own pride. After a while, they don't come because you don't cooperate with them. They have their own pride. They don't. They stop knocking on your door. You know, it's interesting to know that.
So let me ask you this then. Is this confidence that you have what enabled you to, as you were just getting sort of some recognition and Bill Graham's helping you get on stage, you had your own sound in your head, I guess. Was that already in your head, or because there was a sound that was popular and you didn't go with it?
Well, it everything sounded like it was blues only louder from coming in from Britain.
The rock sound.
You know, from Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, and Cream, and it was still the blues because they were taking. I knew who they were taking the songs from. It was just louder,
right?
You know, what happened to me? I went to San Jose on a picnic. It was in the summer, and when I landed in San Jose, in one block they had all this event, and on this part of the block they were playing mariachi music, and over here they're playing música tropical. At that time, it wasn't called salsa music, which we call is kind of Puerto Rico or Cuba or Caribbean music. Mm-hmm. And over here, there was a rock band, you know, some kids playing some kind of just rock music, like 96 Tears or Black is Black. But I'm hearing, as I get out of the car, the whole thing at the same time. I'm hearing three music.
Are you kidding? It comes from a picnic?
Yeah, so I heard like mariachi, Latin, and rock, and I'm like,
that's actually amazing, right? It's like, I don't really want to go to any of these stages. I'm going to stand here in the middle of it all.
This is what's happening.
The combination, you know, of it all.
Yeah. And that's where
And Carlos Santana.
That's why I felt that Oye Como Va could be a rock and roll song. Because a lot of people in the band said, well, that ain't rock and roll. I said, neither is Samba Pa' Ti, but we're going to do it anyway, you know? And so you have to have, again, that word. See, there's a difference between conviction and arrogance. You know, conviction is very, very pure. It comes from spirit. Arrogance is ego-driven. And so that one is set for failure, you know? So anyway, when I heard those three different entities of music, it made me realize that you can put it all together and get that sound, get that appeal.
Right.
You know.
So we were discussing your sound, how specific it is to you. And I'm sure that's equipment that you're running through, like over the years, you have your rig that's set up. But can you make any guitar sound like that? Or is it needs to be this specific equipment?
I'm the sound.
You're the sound.
I can play any guitar with one string.
We have a guitar here. That's weird. You know. With one string?
With one string, you know?
And you can we'll know it's Carlos Santana.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to know that it's me, but
right. Let's just hear a little, like, give us honestly, I mean, we're such fans. Oh.
Ooh.
Let's see if he can make it sound like Carlos Santana.
So when I first started in Tijuana, there was three people that I listened to. It was like Lightning Hopkins, Jimmy Reed, and Johnny Hooker. And that was my foundation. Everything else, I thought it was too hoity-toity or too sophisticated. But later on, I opened my mind instead of being so close-minded. And then I listened to, you know, B.B. King or Ray Charles and everybody else. But in the beginning, it's like...
Hey, why are you guys... Alan, stop touching the amp.
I'm
just got to put it on.
Is the cord coming out of the end you of got his, a bad his
cable.
Guitar?
You got a bad
it's,
cable.
He's calling it a bad
on
cable.
The day Carlos Santana comes in.
Oh,
bad
come
cable.
On. Oh. That's our bad Carlos.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll hold it.
There he is.
So, see, the thing is, you, later on you learn how to first play the swamp blues from people don't know, and they should know, that from Tupelo, Mississippi, came John Lee Hooker and Elvis Presley from the same town, you know? But after a while, I said, well, you know, everybody's playing some blues. Maybe I should do something different, and so then I learned.
It's cutting out on you.
Oh, I'm so...
Okay, well, you know...
This is embarrassing. Do you want an acoustic?
Yeah, okay. So what I'm saying is that most of the music that I play comes from Africa. Thank you. And so then I learned later on that this... in fact, I need to do an album, thank you, in the future called From Tijuana to Timbuktu. Because the music from Timbuktu is a lot like Tijuana, for example. And this is what drives women bananas.
How did you know?
Nothing drives women more bananas than guajiras. It's called guajiras, you know, like... Which because it's got a little bit of Spanish, you know, in it. But it's like... And then immediately they start shaking their bodies.
That's the groove,
you know,
right there.
Different. You know, strangely enough, people don't know also that a gentleman wrote Guantanamera. Now, does anybody in this room know who wrote Guantanamera?
No. I don't.
I don't.
Pete Seeger.
Huh. Really?
Where have all the flowers? He wrote Guantanamera. You know, and it's the same chord. And it, oh, look, Twist and Shout. With the Beatles, Twist and Shout, which right. really came from the Isley Brothers. So I started learning how to diverse my portfolio and my Rolodex, and I instead of becoming one trick pony just playing blues, mm-hmm. which is an incredible profession, you know, when you play it like Buddy Guy and Stevie Ray, but I wanted to learn all the other variables of music so that I could play life instead of licks or one genre. I like to play life instead, you know. So what kind of music you play? Life. Songs in the Key of Life, you know. Obviously, Stevie Wonder knew what he was talking about.
Right.
And so the thing to turn people on who they're listening to is if you want to stick around, like Bob Marley or John Lennon, and I mean, really stick around, because...
Like your music legacy lives on.
Yeah, because, you know, you change your zip code like Prince did, or, you know, a lot of people changed their zip codes last year. But their music stays. And your music will stay, like Billie Holiday, when it's beyond gravity and time now. You become an immortal.
Right. Becomes like the fabric of the American experience, or beyond.
It's beyond America.
Right.
At that point, it just sounds like this planet. You know, when you look at the planet, you don't even look at necessarily America, unless you want to see where you live. You just look at the whole planet.
Right.
And that's what I'm constantly... at this point, focusing, how do we make with what we have, how do we invite the individual to embrace hers or his totality?
You're very spiritual. I mean...
You know, because once you do that, people cry. And then they cry because all of a sudden they remember and they realize, I'm more than a wretched sinner. I'm more than... someone who is not worthy of God's grace and miracles and blessings. And to me, music, whether it's John Lennon or John Coltrane, it's about that at this point. It's about reminding the listeners that there's a greatness in you, and please wake up and in your own time to making your life significant and meaningful. That's what it's really about.
So when you perform, and I didn't get to see your sort of evolution. I didn't get to see you play when you were young, but I recently saw you at AT&T Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys lit that whole stadium up between the percussion and the guitar, and the whole place was electric. And I imagine that you still love doing it, number one, but also that you're putting that out there for that reason.
Thank you so much. In football, they call it calling an audible. You know, so we played the night before in Reno, almost 3 hours, and then we were playing here with the magnificent, spectacular Tower of Power, Doobie Brothers, Steve Miller,
right.
Us, and Journey. And so when we got there, I was talking to the owner of the Raiders, and Mark and I, and he was. I said, "Look, Mark, I can't talk to you for too long because I got to go back into this trailer. I'm gonna call an audible. I'm gonna tell my band something." And I said, I brought in the band, and I said, "Listen, all my life I've been taught to not compete or compare, only to compliment. But I don't care. We're taking over. We're taking over. This is ours, and we're taking over. And that's it. And this is how we're gonna do it." I says, "We're going to do it here, and I crystallized every single song, how it went from one to another." And I said, "And I don't want to hear, huh? That means I'm a dumbass and I don't know where I am. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear, oh, it means you're still a dumbass and I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear, ah, I want to hear, got it. Get it? I want to hear, got it. And I want to hear, got it. And I'm looking at you in the eyes and I just want, got it. Get it?" Which means be present and lucid.
Right.
Totally in this moment.
So you knew you killed it that night.
Oh, we knew. I knew as soon as I walked in.
Oh, it was
like,
so good.
It was like
Vinny
okay.
came back just like
it was
ah!
so good.
So we went to. Thank you so much. We went to this restaurant afterwards, right after you know, and then here comes Mark from the Raiders, you know, and he says, "Hey, you did exactly what you said you were going to do. What do you think about coming to the locker room and talking to the Raiders?" You
know?
But you know, it's really about how to, in the presentation and the timing, how to will your musicians and your band to not be half anything, not to be absent-minded, be totally in that moment. And I told him, when you do it correctly, it's going to feel like 10 seconds. It's going to go fast. So since it's going to go fast, grab one note and make it last like an ice cube in the desert. Make it last. And that's what people are going to remember, you know, because there's so much energy here with all these incredible bands, but we're taking over.
And you did.
Yeah.
You know? And you did for sure. In fact, my daughter was on my shoulder. She's 3 and she's drumming on my head. And actually, your wife is your drummer, which was such a cool thing to see. And I've actually seen her perform with Lenny before she performed with you. But showing my daughter that a woman can rock and really go for it was really neat. And it's a really cool role model to hold up for her.
Carlos Santana is here with us in the studio. We only have a couple minutes left. I know you want to talk about Dolores.
Yes, I do, and thank you for this time.
Oh, you are more than welcome, sir. So the movie, Dolores, this is, you are an executive producer on this, and it is screening. Is that correct? Do I have your title correct
yes.
on that?
So Dolores Huerta co-founded the first farm workers union with Cesar Chavez, and you got involved with the movie. Did you start the project, or did someone come to you and ask you to help them get it made?
No, it was my mother, and really, you know, my mother passed a couple of years back, but she kept pulling my coat, and really, and she says, Mijo, I want you to do this, and you need to do this, and you will do this. You know, I said, okay.
So, Mama said.
So, you know, I listened to that voice, and so everywhere... I told everybody, Eduardo Olmos, George Lopez, everybody. I said, I need to talk to the Lotus. So Cindy and I were at the Four Seasons restaurant in Las Vegas, and someone said, Dolores Huerta is here, and she wants to talk to you. I said, oh, great. So she comes over, and she looks at me, and she says, everywhere I go, everybody tells me you want to talk to me. What do you want to talk to me about? And I was like, oh, Lord. Because she's like a general, you know, and I go, I want to bring your story to light. Your story needs to be told. So she, all of a sudden, she looks, she goes, did you know that I grew up in Stockton, California, and I used to hitchhike and catch rides to come over and hang out at the Blackhawk club here so I can see Miles Davis and hang around with Miles Davis and Billie Holiday and Charlie Parker? And I was like, what?
I don't know that part of the story.
No, you know. So anyway, we stay with it. Around the same time, I went to see this movie that the Brad Brothers, Benjamin and Peter, invited me to go see at the George Lucas studio up north. And I saw the movie and I said, this is the person that is assigned and designed to make this movie. He has the spiritual soul and heart to do this movie. So Peter Brad is... He's a genius, the way he put it together.
And Dolores and Peter, I believe, will be showing up at some of the screenings, which are happening September 8th through the 14th in San Francisco, Berkeley, and San Rafael. And you can check Santana.com, and that links you over to the Dolores website, which will show you exactly where the appearances will happen. It'll also be showing Dolores Will on September 15th through the 21st in San Jose, Santa Cruz, and Sonoma. And again, check the website.
And RadioAlice.com has the whole listing of that.
All of those appearances, right. And,
well, Carlos, it was amazing to... First of all, it was amazing to meet your wife a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And she's just delightful. Cindy was here. And is it true that you heard the interview and said, I'll go be on that show. We'll talk about Dolores on that show.
I feel really grateful. You know, Cindy turned me on to it. And I want to thank you from the center of my heart, Cindy and I, because you're helping us transmit a frequency of integrity and for the highest good. With everything that's happening right now at the White House, more than ever, we need to hone in on unity, harmony, and how do we heal ourselves and stop the division, the separation. And so I think that it's important to pray for the person who thinks he's running this thing, you know, because when you pray, you're able to go to his heart and change him from within the way Robert Kennedy was changed. Because Robert Kennedy wasn't Robert Kennedy until Martin Luther King and Harry Belafonte changed his heart. But people don't know that, but you should know that, you know. So we need this Alice radio station because this is the frequency of... A lot of things started here in the Bay Area. Consciousness Revolution, the Black Panthers. You know, it's really, really important that we always have someone who questions authority if it's not enlightened by God. Thank you so much for allowing us to transmit a frequency of unity, harmony, and healing more than ever. Thank you
so much. Carlos Santana, do you want to wind up with one of the songs that he just did with the Isley Brothers? Power of Peace. Oh, thank you. And he's handing out the CD right now. Also, Carlos is going to be signing a guitar that I believe we're going to try to auction for Houston.
Sure.
So, Carlos Santana, everybody, thank you so much.
Santana.com.
Carlos Santana on Alice. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 8:44. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Thank you to Carlos Santana, who just came in. We're sorry about the guitar cord.
We put a video of the guitar cord fail on the Alice 973 Instagram, everyone. It will put a smile on your face.
It's like the height of irony. The world's greatest guitar player comes in and our guitar fails.
You know, I did so much looking into him. I mean, I've already was a fan, but he was voted on Rolling Stone's top 100 guitarists of all time.
Yeah,
he was number 20. Pretty good. And then our guitar failed on him.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, I'm so glad we had the
acoustic for him to grab. So he did sign a guitar for us, and we'll let you know the details on how you can get your hands on that.
Let me lift it up for the camera.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Can you imagine that the Carlos Santana sounds comes from him at a picnic,
it's
where he's hearing
so funny
from different sides of this park he's in, rock and other Latino influences.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
There was like a mariachi band there.
Now I know.
Like a salsa band here and a rock band here. He's like, yeah, this works.
That's the one. I didn't even get to ask him because I don't think he plays drums. But if you go see his live show, there's so much percussion.
Yeah.
He clearly has to get people who are really good to sort of, and then direct them, I guess. I don't even know how that would work.
He turns around and just conducts.
Go. Yeah, like, here's
or you have someone like Cindy, and you're like, oh,
and she tells
don't need
them what
to worry
to
about that.
Right.
Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
We got a mountain of texts about Carlos Santana's appearance. I'll read some of those after I do a couple news stories here. And I did want to mention a few of the things that we didn't get to in our interview with him as well, including his upcoming dates and stuff. Mm-hmm. But do I have a sponsor?
I believe you do. You
I
do.
Lost the page.
Here it is, right here.
Yeah, go ahead.
This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For September, check out the Oakland Hills.
All right. Oakland Hills.
The Woo! Oakland Hills.
We love it. Check them out.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
Irma is making the news. You'll be hearing a lot about that name. Hurricane Irma has strengthened into a dangerous Category 5 storm, and it's headed toward the Northeast Caribbean, and it looks like it could head into Florida, which is where your parents live. In fact, they're already packing up, correct?
They are. I think their evacuation order is for this Friday, and my dad is saying, oh, what if it tears the place apart? My mom's like, what will you do about it? We need to go.
Oh, you mean he doesn't feel
like... I don't think we should. I've got to stay here in case anything happens.
He's one of those.
That's why you leave, Dad.
What about
your sister? In case anything happens. Yeah, they're getting the hell
Gina,
out of there, too.
Yeah.
They all got to get out of there.
You
yeah.
have a bunch of family
I
there.
I do, sir.
Yikes.
I know. Well, you know, we'll
Does your dad have a boat garage? How's that
I
work?
I was thinking the same thing.
He doesn't. It's so just tied to a dock.
It
so.
Just...
I don't know what you do with that.
Well...
I don't have a boat.
And they have hurricane insurance? Or
they... I'm sure... I figured that must be like the main thing you insure against them. But they have all the houses down there are equipped with roll-down, hardcore hurricane shutters. Mm-hmm. They close off the whole side of your house, any door or window.
All right.
It's like a store might have in the front, but, you know. So good luck, Florida.
Yikes.
Hopefully it won't pulverize you. Puerto Rico is the one I heard is really in the line for some bad news.
Remember that story about that guy from, I think he was from Stockton, and his mugshot made the rounds on Facebook. Jeremy Meeks was his name.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone thought he was so handsome.
Wow, look at those baby
in
blues.
In fact, the modeling offers started rolling in, and it turns out he was in jail still, so he had to wait until he got out. But he got work as soon as he got free. Now there's another 20-year-old guy named Mackay Lucky from Raleigh, North Carolina, and it looks like he was arrested in April of last year for getting into a police chase in a stolen car. His mugshot went viral, and he's handsome. They also say he has the same condition David Bowie had, which is two different colored eyes.
Oh.
One is blue, one is brown.
Chimera?
Is that what that's called?
Isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, he's got one blue eye, one brown eye.
Nice.
They say now that he's out of prison, he's going to be snapped up by a modeling agency, and he'll be the next.
Do you have a picture
hot
of him?
Criminal? I don't. I wasn't interested to see it.
Can you pull one up there?
I need to see the hot. You weren't interested?
No.
To see the beautiful, handsome
criminal?
You have to see it in color.
It's a handsome criminal. Yeah, I want to see it in color. I want to see the two different eyes.
Did you say his last name is Lucky?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mackay Lucky.
It's called heterochromia.
Oh, heterochromia.
Heterochromia.
What did you call it? Kaibara?
She called it Crimea.
No. Crimea.
Like Crimea River.
It is like that.
Bryn's busy.
It's chai.
I know, sorry, Bryn. I know, I printed out, but you have to see it.
Mackay Atlante Lucky? Is that his name?
He needs to go by Lucky Mackay. I'm going to tell him right now. That's got to be his new stage name. Sure. Is Mackay Lucky? Not good.
Oh, I see.
Is he real handsome?
Let's have a look.
We'll just take your word for it.
He's okay.
You like him, Yuzi?
He's all right.
He's fine.
Oh, you guys Jeremy Meeks.
Right, exactly.
You know, he's good looking.
And I hate to say
he's remarkable because of the eye thing.
Exactly.
But yeah, he's not, he is no Jeremy Meeks.
Right.
You guys want a list of celebrities with different color eyes?
Okay.
Sure.
Mila Kunis.
Oh, really?
What?
Virginia Madsen.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Seymour. Elizabeth Berkley.
Really? I guess I never noticed that.
Is it just that one eye is like brown and one eye just has like one fleck of green in
it? Yeah, a little less brown. Yeah. Not nearly as brown.
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh.
Kate Bosworth.
Tan.
Right. That one's more beige.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, you guys hit it out of the park. Great job. Can Carlos join you once a month? What a spiritual, positive guy.
Yeah, the spiritual positivity thing was...
my favorite. We need to pray for the person who thinks he's in charge. Interesting, he did not mention his name. Mm. Bleep the break. Keep the man on the air. What an old soul he is. Thank you, Alice. I have tears in my eyes from what I just heard.
Yeah, no doubt.
Carlos Santana, what an inspiration. I could have listened to him talk all morning. Yeah, I don't feel like we've got to any of the stuff.
Well, we can always have him back. He
That'd
lives
be great.
Locally.
Well, I mean, that's... we hope we can always have him. It's kind of up to him.
Sure.
He might be like, yeah, I did that
already. No, it's okay. Didn't like you guys that much.
Thank you for having Santana on your show. Your guitars don't work. I'm not coming back.
Oh, my God. No. I cannot believe that happened.
You put a janky guitar in my hand.
Can
Forget
you,
it.
So can you believe it?
Not janky.
I know. It's not janky.
It was fine.
It was working just
and
fine.
What happened? I don't know what happened. Well,
the
I'm
universe,
so glad.
The universe said, let's just see how spiritual you are when your guitar starts effing
Some
up.
Some people texted in that they're glad they heard him on acoustic.
Yeah.
Because you never get to hear that. Right. So they're like, it's totally something
And then
different.
He was playing all those sexy songs.
I
was like, oh, this is weirdly sexy.
Sarah's jacket came off for half a minute there.
I know.
Ooh.
Never happens. Thank he you heated me up.
Thank you for having Santana on your show. I'm a proud Mexican woman, and he is my idol to many people in my family.
Mm.
Your show is the most diverse and culturally aware in the entire Bay Area.
We're
Couldn't love
diverse.
You all more than I do today. I needed Carlos this morning. What a blessing. And the song chills. The world needs so much more love. Anyway, I will read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Thank you. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.